All right, guys. Hey, one thing I want to hit on. Yesterday, we had a really good session out on the field with the guys, and one of our best in a while. The throwing, the catching, the emphasis that we made through Monday's practice, getting ready to head back in. Couldn't be more pleased with that. So today, big emphasis for us, third down, and on this day, it's always about the ball. So we're right back to it. There's a lot of stuff for us to improve upon, and that's our mindset and our goal today, getting out there, going to it. So good third down challenge for us going against Indy. A lot of featured guys they know how to use, tight ends, receivers, backs, all the way through. So be a great challenge for us and one that we're looking forward to. Health-wise, we're doing good shape. Same as yesterday. Everybody will be participating with the exception of Robeson and Therese. That'll open it up.
Yeah, Coach, with, talking to everybody, it seems like the general consensus is that you have to fix your own mistakes on offense, the turnovers, the penalties, and so forth. It doesn't seem like that you're headed for any major structural change.
I think that's absolutely correct. All the ones that we look at to say, can we play better and do better in certain areas? Of course we can. And so when we had a chance to go back and evaluate some of those things, we love when it comes right back to us in terms of the mindset and the preparation to do our thing. So there'll be some changes. Like I said, some you'll notice, some you may not. But more than anything, we just want to be at our best and featuring our guys in that way.
Do you anticipate more carries for Tevin Coleman as you head in these last 7 weeks, Coach?
I would say he's for sure a factor for us. And although some games he has had some had less, I know he's chomping at the bit to get more. The guy who's playing with him too, he's playing exceptionally well in terms of free. So for us, it's not a problem at all, one we're excited about because we know what Tevin can offer. It's the speed, the explosiveness that he has. So that was one of the things when we came back through to make sure he's a factor moving forward for sure. Both of them are guys we couldn't be more thrilled with.
Coach, what was your impressions of Julio Jones as a guy from, a defensive coordinator somewhere else before you got here? How has that meshed with what you expected of him and being around, now that you've been around him every day, what do you stands out to you about him, and is he even exceeded what you thought he was?
He has, to me, exceeded in a number of ways. One, I think anytime you get to go against great players, you have this respect for guys, it's quarterbacks and running backs, in his case, receiver or tight ends or wherever it might have been as a defensive coach. Could have been this offensive lineman was as hard as it gets. I remember thinking that way about Walter Jones, coaching defensive line and going against him as a tackle. Long story long, when I got a chance to connect with Julio, I found out the competitor and the style that he loves to go about it. I think probably the thing that people from the outside don't know is what kind of teammate he is and why he's held in such high regard. Inside this building, inside the locker room, it's because of the way he works. He's got this unbelievable work ethic that carries over in everything that he does. In meetings, he's locked in. On the field, he's locked in. I think it's a pretty rare guy that has that ability to stay locked in over long periods of time. There's a lot of toughness that goes with that. So that was probably one of the things I didn't know about him that I found out, the type of competitor that he is, the type of teammate that he is. I don't think you would be able to understand that, maybe from afar.
Coach, how's Rashid Hayman doing?
Rashid has, in our base package, been really stout in the run game. And the areas that we're hoping to him improve upon is his ability to affect the quarterback, because he certainly can. He's got length, he's got strength, and so it's an area that we're working hard with him to improve upon his game. But there's a lot of things that he's really doing well, too.
Coach Smith said you were working on speed a little bit and being more effective with that. Do you concur with that?
Speed in general, I think probably what he was indicating was like our effort, where everybody's playing at max speed, and really that's when we're at our best, when we are absolutely just letting it rip, going for it, jumping over the pile, flying. So there's a difference between like effort and then there's the special effort, and our goal is just striving for that special stuff. That's when usually the turnovers come, the big plays come, when that special effort, it's hard to call upon, and but it's one that we're going to keep battling for to get to.
Dan, with the week off, did you see any change in the guys' legs? Do they look more fresh?
I thought so. In fact, we had that discussion with one of the guys. Sometimes the bye at the end, it feels like it's a long time to get there because you're grinding. Sometimes you have it in the early part. You're like, man, I'm still ready to go. So this one came at a good time for our team. And when we came back, I sensed it on Monday that we were doing good. But then it was yesterday's practice that I totally felt it come alive. The legs, the speed, the effort, the physicality that went along with it. Like I said, it was one of the best ones we've had in a while. And it wasn't like we had bad practices, but this one stood out to me above others. And I think it was the speed and effort and juice that the guys practiced with.
Did the break come for a good time for majority of guys, especially guys like Vic who haven't had this much of football?
Yeah, each guy has certain things to deal with. Some it's the length of it for a young player. It's really the rookies that are going through that where, okay, I've played 13 and now we're you told me it's the halfway mark. That's a big change. And then there's others, some of the veteran players who are dealing with something, you know, physically as they're going through. So at this time, almost everybody's dealing with something. So it was a good time for them to get their self back. You can't get all the way away mentally, but you can physically to a certain degree.
No. How did Hankerson look yesterday?
You know, it's great to have him back, and we got a chance to do some Monday, and then for him yesterday, deep balls, routes, so he's off to a good start. Be anxious for him. You know, he's a big part of what we do third down as well, so big day for him today.
Overall health-wise, Coach?
Yeah, in good shape in that way. We have everybody participating with the exception of one player, so it came at a good time for us for those guys who were close to getting back. Now they had the opportunity to do that, so that part, I was really pleased with the work that they put in. Sometimes when you're out, that's a lonely place, a dark place, you know, and I'm just trying to get back and I'm not quite ready. And it takes that extra work, that extra time, you know, the early morning treatments, you know, with the training staff and the strength guys and rehab runs. So there was a number of guys who put that kind of time in to say, all right, hey, my guys here need me. And so they put that time in. So that was really encouraging to see.
Coach, did you come up? Coach, you come out of the bye and you head down to the second half of the season. I wouldn't use the word urgency, but is that a different mindset right now that you're into the home stretch?
There's definitely a renewal that comes with it when you come out of this bye and the second half is upon us. So, yeah, and it feels really good, to be honest with you. The second half of the season, it's a blast. And I want to make sure we're enjoying every minute of it. We don't generally look too far ahead. And one of the, you know, can we just focus on today having a championship-type practice? And that's where our focus stays. But there is a renewal of sorts that comes back with that second half. There's an awesome opportunity for us ahead. And so we recognize that. But if we look too far down, that can jam you up. So it's honestly, you know, right back into the moment here.
Coach, Robert Mathis has been able to, he's coming back, but been able to do it for a long time. What's your take on him as one of the league's top rushers?
Yeah, I've always had a lot of respect for him. It's the speed that he plays with. Back in the day, he was used to just playing on the left side, you know, and now he showed, okay, like most good players, I can play on either side and do it, and he has. So I think it's the speed that he plays with, his get-off. As good rushers, that's really the first things, Led, that you look for. Does he have the ability to jump off the ball? And for him, his legs looked fresh and the ability to run. So I always felt like the competitor was good. He'd grind, finish, spin, dive, heel click the guy, make the big play. So, yeah, he's always somebody I had a lot of regard for.
And I guess a knock on him and Greeny, you know, from way back was they were kind of smaller.
Yeah.
Smaller.
He proved that not to be a problem, didn't he? Yeah. Sometimes you can say, yeah, he's not the ideal size or speed. I remember back in my time at the Miami Dolphins, he had a linebacker. He was pretty good. A lot of people said he was pretty small. And all he did was tackle about everything and hit everything that moved. But sometimes that's an outlier, you know, and I think that's certainly the case with Rob. Coming out, would you say probably, I don't know if he was 230 when he came out. Yeah, maybe too small. Not for him, it wasn't.
And Coach Chuck said he's taking Gore off of kind of a pitch count thing. You know, what kind of challenge does he present to your third-rated run defense?
I guess probably the biggest thing that I have, like, the most respect for, and I've faced him a lot as a coach, he has this ability on the inside runs to see where the gap might be open, set it up, where a guy may want to just jump out of his gap, and then he attacks it again. So he has this ability to kind of set up blockers or set up tacklers and then bring it back the other way. And then the three-yard run, how did it just become second and three? You know, like the contact happened, and he fell forward, and all of a sudden you looked up, and you said, wait a minute. You know, I thought we tackled him, you know, 3 yards back. So those are probably two of the things that stand out to me. And then I guess the last part is just the toughness, you know. And I think to play in this league at running back, there's toughness. But his level of it is high.